Blog Talk Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Everybody, mix here.
Oh, well, he made it. All right. Presente.
Mix here.
Who's the other guy?
We got Mick. We got Mick.
Woo!
We got Mick and Louie and Mike.
Oh.
Which is pretty much how it goes. That's how it goes. I think one time in the history of the show, Christy was actually here on time.
One time.
That's what we're going to call her from now on. One time.
One time. One time, two times.
We're the three amigos, the three musketeers, the human centipede, all of it.
The three musketeers.
There you go.
Human centipede. Ugh. Has anyone ever seen the human centipede?
I saw the first one. It was all right. I tried watching the second one, and I just couldn't get through it. It was just weird.
I only saw the first one.
The first one was that you can get through it. It was good.
I mean,
it wasn't good. Yeah. I wouldn't call it good.
Yeah.
It was just, I'm actually happy it exists. I'm glad something as perverted and disgusting as that exists. It makes me happy to know that somebody came up with the idea of chaining people together through their mouths and anuses. That makes me happy.
Yeah, it's really worse than anything we've ever come up with, which is saying a lot, I feel like.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Surely.
Through all the days and, you know, imaginations and that our sick minds have come up with, I don't think we've come up with anything like that.
No.
I want to say I got through about a half hour of it and I just thought it was
too much.
I guess the premise is impossible, isn't it? Like, you know, you can't be sustained on some human feces unless they went into that. And so, I guess after just a little while, I just...
So it didn't gross you out as much as it was the unrealistic factor.
No, it grossed me out as well. Yeah, but, ultimately, yeah, you're right. It was the, come on. I guess that's something for
me. Right.
The suspension of disbelief is, difficult for for myself.
Gotcha.
I mean, like, maybe if they just done two, like, just two people, like, maybe it could work. But you'd have to maybe, like, insert food and sustenance through the back end's rectum or something. Maybe give them an IV drip to keep them alive.
I don't know. Fucking weird.
So what happens? What happens when the back? What happens when the person in the back has to throw up?
Yeah,
that's a good question. So, I don't know if they ever addressed that.
I think they would probably.
See, I'm thinking of this shit. See, I have the mind for this kind of stuff. I'm the guy they marketed this shit to.
Right. Absolutely.
Another question is, like the sewing of the mouth to someone's buttocks can only be held for so long. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that is not, it's tenuous.
Welcome, caller.
You know,
welcome. Who are we speaking with?
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
We are talking about Human Centipede. Happy New Year, bitch. Happy New Year.
Oh,
God.
Basically some white people shit. North European white people shit.
Called in because the last time you were supposed to be here, you got hit by a tree or something. That's why.
Oh,
yes,
you owe us
and
at least one show.
I injured myself.
You fell off the ugly tree and hit every branch all the way down, but it hit you.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Shit. He's saying the ugly tree done hit you.
Oh, snap, son.
I take it. It's a joke.
He's just being racist against trees.
you injured yourself since then?
Yeah.
Let me guess. You were riding a big fat cock, and it slipped out and bashed you in the face.
No, I'm not in your dreams, Mike. This is reality, okay?
No.
In my dreams, Louie and Mick are there too, so it could be my dreams.
I
broke
actually,
off inside you. Yeah,
it was a slip and fall. New Year's Day. It was slippery and raining and. The steps of my friend's house got a little bit of mildew on them from the age and makes slippery conditions, and I busted my tailbone.
Not
because you were inebriated or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, because actually I didn't drink New Year's Eve or New Year's Day.
Damn.
Mm.
New Year's?
Or you just don't remember.
No, I didn't. It was actually boring, pretty boring. New Year's Eve. I didn't.
Where's the sex? Where's the drugs? Where's the violence? Where's the rock and roll? This is not. This is not for. You can't bring a story like that to the show. Yeah, This is not the Questionable Intelligence Report material. You can't bring that here.
Listen, I'm not on all the time now. Normal shit happens to me too.
Bitch, you got hit by a tree. Don't even try to tell me normal shit happens to you.
Yes. It was the top of the tree. It was branches and stuff. It pinned me down.
It pinned you down?
Well, the branches. It was the top of the tree. The branches.
She's full of shit. It was a guy named Tree, and he was, and she got a little drunk and didn't remember hooking up with him.
No. I was on site at a customer's house, and they had a septic issue because one of the contractors rolled over their septic line, so he had like raw sewage and craziness, and then some of the P traps under his house
sweetheart,
were up in.
This is the, I know this is a story that you tell your kids as to why mommy didn't come home that night, but you don't need to bullshit.
Oh, I came home after the ER. It was actually just sitting in the ER, and they were doing tests and making sure nothing happened, and I didn't have any concussions. It was just a bunch of waste of time and a big medical bill afterwards, but no concussion, just a little scratch.
All right, so this bitch got hit by a tree. All right,
mm-hmm.
that's the first thing we're dealing with on the Questionable Intelligence Report agenda for today. This bitch got hit by a tree.
Busted my tailbone day one of 2017.
Not a good
busted
a good
her
spot.
Tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
Not from violent anal sex.
No.
Damn.
And
no, this show is not getting off to a good start. We gotta reboot this shit. We gotta start over. Has anyone had violent anal sex?
I have not. Violent what?
No.
Violent anal sex? No. Has anyone had violent anal sex perpetrated against them? At least.
No.
Luckily, no.
We're not gonna be in your spank bank. Are you crazy? No.
You're already in my spank bank.
True. I still don't know how I feel about that.
Yes, you do. You're okay with it. Strangely okay with it.
No.
Absolutely flattered. And Nick and I are flattered that, you know, we're in there with you. Like in the same room.
Yeah, you guys are all in my spank bank. It's
absolutely
completely normal.
Hell
together,
yeah,
in fact.
Keeping it real.
Come on. I get weird.
Well, okay, what's the most cliche Facebook post of the new year have you seen?
So many.
My boyfriend is amazing, and here's why. That's the most cliche Facebook post I've ever seen.
New year, new me?
See, I've seen more of the anti-New year, new me crap, like kind of like the stop lying, bitch. You're going to be the same old asshole you were last year kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Well, I mean, I've been seeing a lot of 2016 was a motherfucker memes and 2017 supposed to be worse.
Damn. Worse.
Yeah, I think people are not very optimistic of this year.
It's hard. Like, I was talking to Louie about this the other day, and this is not such... This is something I wanted to save for towards the end of the show, but I guess we'll get into it now. I just think that there's no way 2017 is going to be good based on the simple fact of Donald Trump's cabinet picks.
Right.
It's based on it's not even just that Donald Trump is the incumbent president, that he's the incoming president, I mean. It's not even just that. It's the people that he picked for his cabinet that are just absolutely ruinous. They're people that have already been proven to do horrible things.
Right.
So I feel like things are just – and you know, they're talking about repealing Obamacare, which could make Medicaid go away. I rely on Medicaid. One of the reasons I'm alive
right now
is because of Medicaid.
Yeah.
My kids do.
I seriously can't live without Medicaid because all of my blood pressure medication, my depression medication, all of that shit comes from Medicaid. And they're talking about doing away with all of that shit,
making what's
called like a health savings account.
Medicaid,
which is basically just
old
you,
people.
Which is basically like you pay for your own shit.
You pay for your own shit, yes.
Yeah.
Which is not insurance. That's not what insurance is. That's the reason... We have insurance for a reason, and it's because we can't pay for our own shit, and if something happens, somebody else pays for our shit. That's what insurance is.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is...
children, poor people,
yes.
Veterans.
And me. Fuck everybody else.
Up.
It affects me.
Yeah, fuck everybody else.
It just kind of underlines the whole kind of scenario of, you know, it's a classic battle of people trying to be, you know, help each other and be a community and, you know, a society against people who are all for one man for himself and fuck off. Everyone else fuck off, you know. which I would have imagined has been proven a million times to eventually not work.
Well, it's your fault you're poor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's your fault you're poor.
The whole thing about this is Trump, like, I can't even talk about, like, I feel like everything that could be said about Trump has been said. Like, I feel like it's just beating a dead horse right now, because the only thing that we can do right now is accept it. Like, I feel beaten. I feel like the most politically active I've been in a long time has been with Bernie Sanders, by giving money to Bernie Sanders' campaign. And even that is pretty lazy. Like, even that is armchair fucking activism. You know, it's just me giving money to Bernie Sanders' campaign. But
that's one of the most important things, though. The funding.
You're right, but it's still like we could all be doing more.
It's the
very least I could do, and obviously I recognize that. But the point is that's the most I've been able to shake my apathy. The most I've been able to come out of my apathetic coma was for Bernie Sanders. And now the worst case scenario has actually happened. Of all of the political scenarios that could have been imagined, like, throughout history, this is I'm talking about, like, Ted Cruz winning too. Like, I honestly feel that Donald Trump is worse than Ted Cruz.
Unfortunately,
I feel like we slipped into the multiverse, and we're not in our reality. We're in some other reality where Martin Luther King was alive, and Prince is dead, shit like that.
So the worst case scenario has happened.
I feel like going on that point. You know, even when the Electoral College actually sat down to vote, I don't think any of us thought that Hillary would make up the difference or anything like that. But don't you think it's even stranger that, given everything that's out there, that Donald Trump actually ended up not losing any votes, essentially? Like, nobody was just like, you know what, this probably isn't a good idea.
I don't even question it, man. Because I don't understand. The voting process that elected Donald Trump is something that will fundamentally be absolutely parallel to me forever. I will never intersect with it. There will never be any perpendicular fucking interaction between me and the process that elected Donald Trump, because I will never, ever understand it. Nothing that made Donald Trump the president will ever come anywhere close to something that I can fathom as a human being. Ever.
Right.
Bewildering.
Like, all of us are in shock and grief and, you know, trauma and dismay. Like, I really feel like I got PTSD behind this shit. Like, oh God.
I know.
Well, yeah. I guess it'd be pre-traumatic, but pretty much.
That's the thing. Like, I can't. I'm out. I'm done. Like, I don't have anything to say anymore, because I honestly feel like any kind of statements that I make, any kind of, even on this show, like, I've been avoiding Donald Trump, talking about Donald Trump on this show for the last few episodes that we've done, because I don't think anybody wants to hear about it anymore. And, you know, the three people that listen to the show, I'm sure they're fucking tired of listening to it. And by the three people that listen to the show, I'm talking about you guys. So I don't think anybody really gives a fuck about that. And I don't think we can say anything to the small audience that we have that they haven't A, already heard, or B, aren't completely fucking tired of. So I've been avoiding talking about Trump on the show.
Here's the thing, though. Since our audience is primarily people from not in this country, maybe we can send some sort of, like, SOS signal to them, and maybe they can use their
But you know what,
Mick?
That's not our – what you have to understand is that's not our audience. I didn't pay money to have people listen to the show. I paid for people to like our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So we have no foreign audience. All we have are people liking our Facebook page, which is even worse. Like, what a waste of fucking money. What a waste of $5 that was. I got Papalu Papito in the middle of fucking Afghanistan liking my page, but nobody's
really
listening to the goddamn show.
There was
I like
one
the guy that's
like
sitting
randomly
in the desert with an AK. That's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously. There was one night where I was like randomly on Facebook at like 3 a.m. and all of a sudden like I had like 2 notifications pop up that we had new likes. And I was like, okay, that makes sense.
You know what, though? I'm glad you guys get those. I'm very happy that you guys get those. I think it's because I made you administrators of the page, but I'm glad that you get those notifications because I'm not the only one. I want it to be known that I'm not the only one that realizes how many fucking people we have from, like, the Middle East and the India-Pakistan area that like our show page.
I haven't actually looked, but it'd be a pretty funny experiment to just go through all the members and see how many are actually.
I tried doing that. I tried looking to see if they're actually
people.
How many
are victims of drone attacks?
Yes. There are actually people. No, they're not.
No,
Some of them are.
Some of them are people, but I don't think they know why they like the page. I think Facebook literally paid them like 31
right.
American cents to like a page, and they did it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, 31 American cents. That's like 2 blowjobs here in India.
Right.
Right. That's a child. A child service.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I ever tell you about my friends? They were Marines. They went over to Thailand, and they were playing a drinking game where they have to the proprietor of the drinking game gets it's a stump with 2 nails in it, and they each get a hammer. And your job is to hammer the nail into the stump before the proprietor does. And he gives out prizes, and if you keep playing with them, the prizes escalate. You know what I mean? Well,
yeah.
The guy kept winning. He then got Jack Daniel bottles. He then got all kinds of, like, trinkets and toys. He just, his 14-year-old daughter that was there, he's like, here, take her. That was it.
That was the next level up.
That was the next level up. You get her for a couple hours, and she just walked around with him and talked in her native language and basically was their little tour guide for a couple hours.
Well, I'm glad that's all she was.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not all she was offering.
No, no, he said he felt really weird about it, so he kept it really PG, like, okay,
yeah.
What do I do with this 14-year-old girl? And he would refuse, like, every time he would try to take her back,
I'm sure he did, but I'm sure the proprietor offered her up for more than just fucking walking around.
Right.
I'm sure.
Right, and, you know, and it's Thailand, of course, okay? Of course. That's on the docket.
Right.
So that's like,
yeah.
So,
that's not really off the table in those instances.
Yeah, it's definitely
like,
it's not off the table.
You get off the boat, you go and see some trinkets, you get a couple T-shirts, you get something to eat, you get a whore, and
fuck
you
a 12-year-old.
Yeah,
right.
It's like
get
3
a couple
o'clock
trinkets.
In the afternoon. You're not even done with
get
your day.
Get a couple
day.
Trinkets, walk through the town, have some drinks, fuck a 12-year-old. Yes, I know.
Pretty
I know.
Much.
Louis goes to Thailand every summer. Mm.
One.
A lot of pedophiles go to Thailand. If you watch
a lot of
documentaries,
go to Starbucks also.
That's true.
Yes.
Another one. Hot topic.
Yeah, they do.
Let's save that for a different show. Let's save
okay.
the pedophile
okay.
Starbucks guy
all
for
right.
a different show.
Yeah.
That's that'll
there.
Cut into
it's a lot. There.
So I just want to let you guys know I discovered something, and if you've ever seen Being John Malkovich, I think it's kind of. It's funny because it parallels that in a way. John Malkovich has started designing men's clothes.
Wonderful.
So it's almost
like
he decided to give up acting and pursue puppetry. But instead of puppetry,
right.
it's men's clothes.
As if it wasn't weird enough already.
Now, is this like a Kanye West thing where he's like...
No, it's
Reebok.
He's got some really seriously gay clothes. It's very everything
is
very scarfy. It's so scarfy. The only
very
thing
scarfy.
I can describe it as is scarfy. It's just all scarfy. Scarves and
you know,
scarves
you,
here, scarves there, scarves everywhere.
I imagined him in a suit and a scarf. You took the image
yes.
out of my mind.
Yes.
A suit
that's
and a, scarf.
That's all John Malkovich's fashion sense extends to high water pants and scarfs and suits. Mm. That's John
like a,
Malkovich's fashion sense.
He sounds like a 6-year-old Florida woman, white woman, you know.
Yes.
Like
yes. High waters and
like,
scarves.
Right.
High waters and scarves.
Scarf.
She's gonna go over to the Dolphin Mall and take a look at some bags. Get some
so
lunch
I just,
with the children.
I looked, and this is the best part. I knew John Malkovich was pretentious. I knew it. I knew that this John Malkovich was pretentious.
Really?
He made fun of himself in being John Malkovich, which I thought gave him a lot of leeway. But I just knew that he was pretentious. Here's what happens when I go to the website. I pick out a pea coat. Okay, a pea coat. That's, you know, how much do you expect to pay for a pea coat? Like a couple hundred dollars, maybe at the most.
$200.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah,
$200.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. No, I'd say $100. You could buy a really good pea coat for $100.
It depends.
You know,
is it a
maybe
quarter
on
length?
The,
is it a full length?
It's like a quarter length. It's not like one of those long, like, you know, super, super long things. But I go on the website, I go and I find a pea coat. Of course, it's like $780.
Oh God!
But I can't get a size because the writer says all John Malkovich's clothing is sized in French sizes. How
what?
Fucking
oh,
pretentious is that? How fucking pretentious is that?
Oh,
John Malkovich's clothing is all sized according to French standards. Oh, fuck you!
Wow.
Fuck you! Give me a fucking pea coat, you asshole! Give me a fucking pea coat. What's a French size? I just want a pea coat.
What's the conversion table? Because I know what a Walmart large is.
I know what a Walmart large is, too, for crying out loud, but...
Just,
what is a
it's their junior
48
size,
and 50? What the French sizing? There's a French sizing chart. That's how little I know about high fucking fashion. There's a French sizing chart that is somehow different than the rest of the world. Fuck you,
oh,
France. Fuck you. People are all the same. People are the same. Why do you need a different sizing chart? I'm fat. Give me a size fat. I want a size fat Pico.
It's called Cordon Bleu.
Double XL.
That size is called cordon bleu or sacre bleu.
Yeah, you wrap ham and cheese in a piece of chicken and it's cordon bleu. No, it's ham and cheese in a chicken. Fucking French people.
Fry that bitch. Fry that motherfucker.
French sizing. Fucking French sizing. 52?
Wow.
What's 52? What's 52? Is that the fatty size? Because it's the highest it went. It's 52.
Which is a Walmart small.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a football.
I bet he doesn't want to be paid in francs. I bet he wants to be paid in American money.
I pay for
all
clothes.
Of John Malkovich's clothing is sized in the French demeanor. Fuck you. Fuck you, John Malkovich. I'm not French, and I'm fat. I want a fucking fat peacoat.
What a foolish shit, man.
You're shopping at the wrong spot.
Oh, man.
Apparently.
It's all big and tall.
I'm so fucking tempted to buy a John Malkovich fucking, because I really want people to ask where I got that from. And I want to say John Malkovich. And they're like, really? That John Malkovich? Like that John? Yeah, that John Malkovich.
The John Malkovich.
Well, be prepared to buy a headband, because $700 and some odd for a goddamn coat, no.
Wow.
That's more than most people
no,
pay.
No, I can't do it, but there's a small part of me that wants it. There's a small part of me that really wants to be able to wear John Malkovich and say I'm wearing John Malkovich.
Award, exactly. I'd be at an award show, but who are you wearing, John?
No, I just
want
to be
John
at the bar, and I want somebody to be like, hey, that's a nice pea coat. Where'd you get it? And I'll be like, John fucking Malkovich. It's size fat, French in the French demeanor.
No. If somebody said that I got this from John Malkovich, that's automatic license to piss on anything they own.
That's not fair.
Because they just,
what did he ever
they
do to you?
Away their, they piss away their money on a damn French sizing when they could have spent their hard-earned dollars on a Walmart large and would have been comfortable.
Seriously.
And spent $15.
Fuck. Walmart doesn't have pea coats. Otherwise, I'd have one.
You can get you some Dickies.
I want the name of John Malkovich. I want John Malkovich. God damn it.
This is a John Malkovich.
I'm gonna wear it, John Malkovich.
scarf to go with.
Do they smell like him? Like, is
you
it
got?
Like
I'm
girls?
Challenging. I'm challenging. Yeah. Do they smell like him? Yeah. I'm challenging all. Go to John Malkovich, all of you. At some point, just go to johnmalkovich.com and just look at the fashion. It's all scarves. It's just a scarf. You throw a scarf with a suit, and it's John Malkovich. And that's
no.
Like, he's very, he, that guy is so secure in his fashion sense. He's like, this is who I am. This is what I do. High waters and scarves. This is my life. This is who I fucking, this is who I choose to be now.
Is there socks in there? Is there socks in that?
Yeah,
the
there's socks. There's socks.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes there's, sometimes there's sandals. Okay.
Oh, no.
Sometimes
no,
there's
sandals.
Sandals.
No.
Oh.
All right.
It's time
that's
to
how pretentious this guy is. High waters and sandals, okay?
And a scarf. He sounds
and a scarf.
Like I told you, he sounds like an 80-year-old Florida white woman.
Yeah.
Like, she's tooling around. She's running errands. She had to surrender her driver's license a year ago, and her good-for-nothing daughter won't pick her up to take
I
her
to
the goddamn depends.
I'm so angry at this. I want to research what French sizing is now. Like I want to be a part of the fashion world. God damn it! I want to know what size I am in France.
You'll never be
le
a fat. Mod.
Le fat. You are le fat.
Yeah.
That is your size. Le fat.
Le 52 fat. Sell me 52 is
le
extra fatty, large.
Le fatty boom boom. Le fatty boom boom.
We do not size elephants. Take your fat ass out of here. I turn into a Jamaican.
We do not size filthy, fat American dogs.
Okay. Take your cheese-eating face out of my face and dig, you get a scarf. I need to rub myself with scarves so I can feel better. What the hell? Don't look at anything that a celebrity, you know, makes or wears because it's always going to be expensive.
Having seen being John Malkovich and having, like, because what I did is I was looking for news on like CNN and entertainment, and I somehow came across this ad for Squarespace, and I don't know what Squarespace is, but I've seen ads for it before. Does anybody know what Squarespace is?
I think it's like a web building company.
Right,
yeah,
I think that's what it is too. So I see an ad for Squarespace, and it links me to this Squarespace. Two and a half minute movie that's about John Malkovich like breaking into the fashion world, and it's all like people telling him, "Oh, what are you doing? Like,
oh,
what you know?
God.
This is a strange move for you, whatever." And it's
is
so
it
it's so parallels
too?
It's so parallels being John Malkovich that it's
yeah.
that it's the movie that it's just Christy, have you seen Being John Malkovich?
Yes, I did see that white people movie.
Yes, it's a white people movie, but it's a very bizarre and interesting white people
yes,
movie, so you can
through,
go fuck yourself.
They go through stairs and portals of his mind and can jigger with him.
Yes. Not every
yes.
– look, I realize most white people movies are terrible, but this was a very unique one, so you can hold it. You
yeah,
can get,
it
you can hold off
suck.
Your racism for – you can hold off on your fucking – on your – on your anti-white movement for a minute. All right,
no.
All right. Black Lives Matter. Can we have
not.
A moment without that?
No.
Wow.
I'll be thinking it. All day. No, it was actually a good movie. It really was.
So we've been thinking
good.
That you're, I think that your nickname should be BLM or One Time. What do you think?
One Time, One Time.
No.
No.
It should be like Black Lives Matter, but nobody gives a fuck. That's my name. Make that happen.
How about One Time? I think One Time is a good name for you.
One Time.
It didn't matter when a tree fell on me.
One Time, One Time.
It kind of mattered when I busted my tailbone.
That's true.
And it really
that's
didn't
true.
Matter when I parallel parked my car in between three trees. Like, that was kind of cool.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know. I remember you telling us about that. That was awfully white of you, actually. That's the kind of thing old white bitches do.
I try. But they see color first, remember?
Then they have to surrender
very
their license.
It's
so,
my,
yeah, so, so
it's my phone voice. My phone voice saves me.
So nobody,
people.
nobody buy anything from John Malkovich, because I want to be the first guy in my neighborhood.
Well, if it's $700,
I
want to
be the first guy in my neighborhood. Well, that's only
yeah,
the peacoat. He's got other things, too, like scarves.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
yeah?
pretty sure I'm not going to buy a scarf either, but, you know.
Scarf for $150? Fuck.
Mick,
yeah.
I think you should I think you should embrace the scarf lifestyle, Mick. I think that's
I
what
own
you should
one,
do. In your...
I own one scarf, and it's a jet scarf, and that's all I plan on ever wearing on the plane. Oh,
I'm only buying products from terrible, terrible B-movie actors or terrible celebrities like Tara Reid or Paris Hilton or...
Yeah, there you go.
Kanye West. I'm only going to give the terrible people my money.
You know, you remember, do you guys remember Tango and Cash with that guy with a really huge jaw? You guys remember
the
that guy?
The big face guy? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the big face guy. That's the guy I want to yeah. order fucking fashion from. I want to order fashion from that guy.
I want Lou Ferrigno's Hulk pants, the one that seriously tears the same way each time. Like, how do you get your pants to fray exactly? That way.
That reminds me of the time when Mike and Mick came down to help me at the warehouse after Hurricane Sandy. And Mick was wearing that velour suit. Do you remember that?
What?
Yeah, he was wearing that velour jumpsuit.
And didn't some dude stop you like, whoa, where'd you get
no,
that?
No, that,
I
was,
want
that was that was
some
not,
fucking
that was not velour. That was not
what
velour.
Color?
Some fucking guinea piece of shit. Some fucking
Whoa.
Goomba asshole piece
of
shit.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm Italian and so is Mick. We can talk like this. We believe me, we
no,
can talk like this.
No, you talk like that about any
race.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That is true. That is true. I do talk like that about any race. But this guy was a total fucking guinea piece of shit. He was a fucking dago fucking garbage wop cunt. He was he was literally fucking garbage. He was fucking garbage. He
the
was
color of mixed suit. What color was it? Please tell me it was pink.
No,
it
was blue.
It was Echo outfit. It was like light blue with like a little bit of dark blue and a little bit of red.
I knew it. It was either
and
pink,
this fucking
pink
this
or
fucking
light blue.
Scumbag dago piece of shit. This guy was fucking. He was every stereotype that you ever think of, even like the drugs part too. He'd either been on drugs or was currently on drugs. He was a fucking
scumbag.
Did he
have the spike hair?
He was a.
He had the spike hair.
Yeah, he had like the greased back, like spiked hair. Yeah, he was just garbage. He was a fucking. He was a. When you think about the word WAP, when somebody says WAP, and it's a derogatory term for Italian, this is the guy that they're talking about. He wasn't that dark. The worst part is that there's a specific kind of Yonkers Dago that Mick and Lou and I know about. It's a particular guy. Nobody else knows about that because nobody outside of New York knows what the fuck Yonkers is. But there's a particular Yonkers fucking guinea. He's just a dirtbag. And this guy comes up to Mick and he's like, oh, where'd you get your shit? I want to know, where'd you get your... It's the greatest. Where'd you get your shit? Tell me, where'd you buy your stuff from? Where'd you buy your stuff?
And it wasn't even, like, newly bought or worn. Like, this is, like, my throwaway, go help Louie clean out
the warehouse.
A warehouse outfit.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't like, let me go out on a Friday night outfit. This was something I had bought like probably 6 or 7 years before that.
Having said that, at some point you thought that was a good idea.
I did.
Well, Mick did too when he bought it. He thought it was a good idea too.
That's what Louie's saying, Christy. He's saying that at some point he thought it was a good
point,
idea.
You were like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to pay full retail for this.
Okay.
I did. I copped it.
Full retail.
That.
Yeah,
this is a full retail kind of outfit. I like.
I'm going full retail on this one.
I
got some velour jumpsuits. I do. I don't wear them.
It was not velour though.
Wasn't it just now?
It was
fake
velour.
Wasn't it? It might as well have been. That's the whole point. It might as well have been velour.
I still have the hoodie. I still have the pants. Oh, Erica says I have.
He was dressed like a beanie baby.
Still got it. It's all baggy. Wait,
in her words, hold on. So in her words, she just said, "I hid it, but you still have it."
Tell her to burn it.
Fuck, lose it in the move.
Okay.
Lose it
oh,
in the
I
move.
Accidentally got bleach on it, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I actually burnt it up in the trash.
I don't know how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a magical moment. I'm standing while this is going on, while this fucking guinea piece of shit is talking to Mick, and Mick is just being polite. He's like, "Oh yeah, no, I don't really remember where I bought it because I don't buy these things anymore because I'm not a piece of shit like you."
There's a bad choice
in my piece of shit era.
Wonderful. Ugh.
But that having been said, there obviously was a point in time where Mick thought that was the tits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was probably around when, you know, Cameron and all them were, you know, Fat Joe and all them.
Yeah,
they're
probably. Yeah.
Probably.
You know, time.
Everybody had a velour jumpsuit, you know.
Can't hate on Cameron, though. I can hate on Fat Joe, but I can't hate on Cam.
I like Cameron, I think the only people that are acceptable wearing a velour jumpsuit is elderly. They need it to keep.
Eminem had velour jumpsuits for a while too. Eminem was rocking those shits for a little bit.
Yeah, like I said, everybody was. Remember Juicy? You
no,
know,
not me.
Booty?
No, not everybody.
I wasn't. Not me.
Louis never did.
Nope.
Not me.
I got
to do that.
I'm not gonna lie.
50,
they're comfy.
50% of this show had good taste back then. So.
Yeah,
well,
50%. 50% of this show wasn't a fucking Dago piece of shit.
I'm not Dago.
Wait, hold on.
You might as well be.
Okay. True. I do like
I just want
to
say
up.
For the record that it is 86% polyester and 14% cotton.
I see. Velour.
Do you have it in front of you right now?
Yes, I have it in front of me right now.
Which equals
velour. It's 100% retarded.
Which I'm pretty sure that's the exact chemical composition of velour.
That is false.
I like having my titty sweat at all times.
That's a good thing.
Mick did too, apparently.
I guess so.
It
was so comical. This fucking guy coming up to him, and Mick really had no idea what to do. Like it was awkward. The whole thing was fucking awkward, and I could not wait to tell Louis what had just happened.
The first thing when they rolled up, they oh my god, I wish I could have videoed it.
You guys should have gave him an address in Little Jamaica.
The two takeaways from that day were that incident and the fact that I was walking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame that entire day.
Yes, yeah, yes, you were.
True.
Well, for like months you were walking like that, dude. You were fucked
yes,
up.
Yes, I was. I was fucked up.
I will say that we wound up the night at a strip club that night, which was great.
Yeah,
and
that
was always fun. Yeah.
I like going to strip clubs because I'm a female and they don't charge me anything, and the girls like give me their drink, so I'm cool.
Mm.
Yeah, but would you get a lap dance, though?
Yeah, if I asked for one. I never did, but I could.
Nobody's talking about if you asked for one. We're talking about would you
like,
accept
would
one
you,
if one were
like
to be given.
Yes.
You one, like
would
to
you
have
get
one.
Or would you be like, ew, no, get away from me, girl.
Depends on how she looks, because some of them bitches look like they should have been panhandling with the rest of them hobos.
That's fair enough. Fair enough. I'll give you that. I'll give you
not
that.
The right circumstances.
Anytime the
but we're talking
like,
about a fine. So you're saying it would have to be a fine ass bitch.
I'm gonna say it would have to be like, you know, every strip club has those 3% of the girls that actually like look like strippers. The rest of them look like meth heads and fucking, you know, pro wrestlers and shit. So the 3% is the ones I'm looking for.
See, I don't know. I kind of like the ones that look like meth heads. Call me crazy.
That's because you can do more shit with them, Mick. They let you do more.
Yeah, they do.
Get away with murder. Literally.
Be gone, that. Street rat. Away from my lap.
So Christy, so you're saying that you would accept a lap dance from a dime piece?
It doesn't even really have to be a dime piece. She could be like a good 6 or 7. You know,
it'd be a nickel piece.
Okay.
Damn.
All right. So Christy's coming to a strip club with us. That's it's settled.
Oh, let's do it.
That's gonna happen.
Do it.
You should come to Mick's
Christy,
bachelor party.
Yeah, when are you coming up?
But they're not like the strip clubs here in the South, man. Y'all